Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, I am always excited to meet with you all on Monday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Let me tell you, I do not ever take that phrase lightly. You know, that's something that rolls off of our mouths. You may hear it in church. You may hear it elsewhere. And you definitely hear it from me, but I do not take that phrase lightly. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. So if you are thankful and grateful that God has literally said, child, I need you to wake up this morning. I need you to go out and do good things in this earth. I need you to be a part of building my kingdom. Come on now. If you're excited about that, just give God a hand clap of praise. Just give God the utmost praise because he is forever worthy. If you're able to meet me in the comments, just give some clap emoji, some amen, some yes, God, thank you. Because let me tell you, we cannot take life for granted. And I'm just going to get right into my message, because that is something that I really want to talk about today. And so this past week, like last week, I learned so much last week. Not just learned, but I felt as though I experienced God for real. I always experienced God, but last week was like on an amplified level. So I just thank God for always meeting me where I'm at. And I thank God for meeting you where you're at as well in life, whatever season you may be in within your life. And so I had the opportunity to go to the Sarah Jakes Roberts event. I don't know if you're following her, but she's on tour right now. And the tour is called IRL, which stands for In Real Life. In Real Life. And it was absolutely amazing. And it was basically talking about how you can experience God in real life. In real life. And let me tell you, last week was one of the times that I truly, one of the many times I have truly experienced God in real life. So many times we go through various different struggles in our life. And, you know, we want to say everything is good. You know, everybody says, oh, how are you really doing? Oh, how are you? And we're like, oh, good, good. And a lot of times we don't really say, oh, we're not even doing that well, whatever, right? But in real life, things are going crazy. Things are chaotic, but we want to put up a front. And so I love that this was the actual title of her tour, because I want to get into that today and also talk about some of the other lessons that I learned this week. And so first and foremost, the lesson I learned was tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. Oh, I see in the comments somebody else went, and yes, it was really good. Somebody else went to the tour. It was really, really good. Yes, yes, yes. I'm also going to Woman Evolve this summer. So if you all are going, definitely message me at crystal@theubrandacademy.com. Would love to meet up with you all. Again, that's crystal@theubrandacademy.com. If you're going to Woman Evolve this summer, would love to meet up with you all. All right. And so the number one lesson that I learned this week was definitely, don't take life for granted. Tomorrow is not promised. Therefore, I'm encouraging each and every one of you all to live life to the fullest, truly go after, you know, a lifestyle that is promised to you, a goal after it. If you feel as though this ain't it, I could do better, do better, do better. Nobody can do better for you but you. Yes, we lean on God. Yes, we have faith that God will make a way out of no way. But guess what? We also have the human responsibility to do our part as well. So if you see that in your career journey, you're like, this ain't it. Guess what? I encourage you to either get the help that you need, of course, from a career coach like myself, or just be intentional about making connections, networking, be intentional about updating your LinkedIn, be intentional about updating your resume and doing all the things necessary to get to where you're trying to go. Listen, these goals that you have for yourself in your career, do not let them go to the wayside because you like, oh, things just are not going right now. This is not it. I don't believe that God has more for me, but I want to tell you, God has more for you. The word says that clearly. The word says that in John 10:10, yes, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but God will give us life. He has come to give us life and life more abundantly. And so if you know for a fact you're just like, you know, maintaining or just simply like surviving and always trying to like, or feel like you're drowning, because I felt like that before. You know, you feel like you're drowning, you're always trying to come up for air. Like, listen, I believe God has better for you, and I want you to actually get in your corner, your quiet, use your quiet time wisely and say, ask God, hey, what's up? Where is it that you want me to serve in this season of my life? Who is it that you want me to serve in my career? Who is it that you want me to serve in my business? Who is it that you want me to serve? Because simply put, we are servants. We are servant leaders, okay? And I have done multiple messages about servant leadership, so definitely go listen to those in your spare time. And so another lesson, and so this is the one I really want to expound on, is that have you ever found yourself in a situation where you know that God called you to do something and gave you confirmation after confirmation to do it, and then you get into it, and guess what? And things are happening. Things are happening. Good things are happening. But guess what also is happening? Those unfavorable things are happening. Those things you're like, this can't be it. Those negative things are happening. And next thing you know, you're questioning, God, did you really call me to this? God, is this you? And long story short, this literally happened to me this past week. I felt defeated, and I almost literally gave up. I almost threw in the towel. I almost literally walked away from things that God had called me to, and like, God, this ain't you. I had to throw up my hands and be like, I surrender it all, because I don't know what you want me to do next. I saw all the negative outcomes of what was going on. I saw all the negative outcomes to come and some more. And I want to encourage you all, that even though you may feel defeated, that the God that you serve is undefeated. Therefore, there is victory on the other side of the feeling of defeat. There is victory on the other side of the feeling of doubt. There is victory on the other side of the feeling of being depressed over a certain situation that you're like, God, I don't see you in this. So what I simply did in that situation was, God, show me you in this situation. show me you in this situation, literally. And I can't remember exactly what scripture this is, but I always quote it, and because I'm like, God, I know you hear my cries. I know you hear my cries and you are listening. You are listening to everything that I'm saying to you in this moment. And I want to encourage somebody today that whatever you may be crying about, whatever you may be in despair about, whatever you may be feeling defeated about, God is hearing your cries. God knows what is going on. He knew that you was going to go through it before you even knew you was going to go through it. Because that's how good God is. But God will show himself to you. I know we always talk about this on the prayer call, like, God, show up and show out for us. Show up and show out for us. So let me give you the other part of the story. Yes, I was feeling defeated, but God showed up and showed out. He showed up and showed out for me. And I know if he did it for me, he can do it certainly for you. So it literally, I had finished, you know, doing my, I'm defeated, woe is me thing, right? The next day, because God will speak through people. He will speak through music. He will speak through sermons, of course. He will speak to you in many different ways, And so the next day, my husband sent me a podcast, and he was like, "Nah, you need to listen to this right here. You need to listen to." And I said, "Okay, I'm gonna listen to it." The first line of the podcast took me out. It said, "Just because you are going through certain things doesn't mean it's not God." I'm gonna say that again. Just because you are going through certain things, or just because it may not be going the way you expect it, doesn't mean it's not God. Ooh. And I said, I said, God, I hear you. So right then and there, he was sharing with me that I am here. I am with you. I am in the fight with you. I am helping you to endure. And so I just declared right now that God will help us to endure the things that we are going through. He will give us a supernatural strength to carry out the call that is on our life. And so I continue throughout the day, and God is just literally downloading messages in me, literally showing me, like, I'm preparing you to handle the things now. So in the future, when things happen like this, it's like, it's like cake. It's like, it's like clockwork. It's like, hey, we done been here before. God done brought us out, and we gonna do it even, and God gonna bring us out even better this time. Even better this time. And so as God continued to like work on me last week, he dropped messages in my spirit. I said, "Oh Lord," I wrote on my board, I said, "God, I thank you for all the on-time words you sent my way, for all the on-time words you sent my way." So I just want to declare and decree right now that God will send you an on-time word. It may not be like in that very moment, but God gonna send it to you. He gonna send it to you, and you gonna know that it's an on-time word for you in that season. And giving up and that feeling of defeat will feel as though like, girl, you was crazy. Why was you even thinking like that? That's me now. Girl, you was crazy. Why was you even thinking like that? You let the enemy get in your head. You let the enemy's tricks almost take over your mind. But you forgot the God that you serve. You forgot for a little second the God that you serve. You forgot you serve a God that can make a way out of no way. You forgot a God that is faithful and who favors you. You forgot this is the God, that is the God that you serve. So when you are going through certain situations, lean in and say, God,
I don't think you here, but if you here, show up. Show up and show out for me. Show up and show out for me. And God did that. He did that thing. And long story short, without giving too many details, because I don't want to bore you with the details, but it was an inherited issue I was dealing with in the business I had just acquired. And I was like, God, this ain't it, because right. And so long story short, God provided all the resources that I need in order to correct the situation. All the resources. And I said, God, it was only you that could do this very thing. Only you. So I'm just forever grateful that God is a provider. He truly is Jehovah Jireh. He truly will show up for us. He truly favors us. He truly calls us the head and not the tail. He truly values us as his children. As his children. And God will show you things. He will show you things that can't nobody else show you. That even though you are diligent in your business, diligent in your career, he will be the one to show you. And so I was on a podcast recording last Thursday, and listening to the person I was interviewing, and she said something so powerful. And it was the scripture, Jeremiah 33:3. It states, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. I'm going to say that again. It says, call to me, meaning call to God, and I will answer you. God will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. You do not know. And that is exactly what God was doing in that moment. Even though I didn't like what I found, even though I didn't like what was going on, God said, I'm showing you this. I'm showing you this, this unsearchable thing here. I'm showing you so we can correct it together. We, emphasis on we, because in business, in your career, in your finances, or whatever you got going on, there's a super important piece that we must not ever forget, and that is partnership with God is critical. Partnering with God is critical to any success, right? Partnering, I'm gonna say this again, partnering with God on anything that you got going on in your business, in your career, in life in general, is necessary for true success. True success. And so, again, I say this is in the book of Jeremiah. And so I went to the commentary. I said, God, this is good. What you got to say? It says, God assured Jeremiah that he only needed to call out to God and God would answer. God is ready to answer our prayers, but we must come to him. Surely God could take care of our needs without our asking. Surely he can, right? But when we do ask, we are acknowledging that he alone is God and that he is all powerful. We cannot accomplish in our own strength all that is in his domain to do. When we ask, we must humble ourselves, lay aside our willfulness and worry, and determine to obey him. My God. So I just want to thank God right now for showing us unsearchable things, things that we can't chat GPT. Chat GPT can only show us. Ooh, and this is something that, and y'all going to hear this podcast in April, but just next month, because it's Financial Literacy Month. So I'm excited for that. But one thing she also said, she said, Chat GPT can only show us things that have been searched already. ChatGPT can't show us unsearchable things, but God can. And I said, my God, I had to be like, I had to take a whole praise break in the session of recording because I was like, God, that is so good. That is so good. And so don't be ChatGPT and stuff when you really need to be talking to God about a thing, okay? Don't be doing all that. Go straight to the source. Go straight to our Heavenly Father. The word even says this, and I feel like a broken record every time, but if I'm going to feel like a broken record, let it be so. When I say the word of God says to seek ye first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. You have questions, ask God. You simply have to ask, and I believe by faith that he will reveal it to us in due time. He will reveal it to us in due time at the appointed time that we are supposed to know, that we are supposed to go forth and do a thing in partnership. Emphasis on that, in partnership with God. And so I pray that that message really penetrated your heart this morning and that you will feel more encouraged to go forth and truly conquer what God has called you to do in your career, in your business, in life in general. Because let me tell you, we can only do it with God. Without him, apart from him, we can do nothing. And yes, that is the word of God. Okay, that is in the word of God, specifically in the book of John, chapter 15, but yes. But check me on that. Fact check me. Always fact check me. But but yes, so let's go into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for starting us on our way. God, please don't let us take it for granted that you have literally tapped us on the shoulder and said, my child, I need for you to get up. I need for you to continue serving. I need for you to continue moving forward. I need for you to continue walking into the calling or walking into the purpose that I have called you to build my kingdom here on your great earth. Lord, I thank you for each and every person's career journey right now. I ask that whatever season that they are in, Lord, that we call it great. We call it great. Whether you're in a season of layoff, whether you're in a season of promotion, whether you're in between jobs, whether you're like, I don't know right now, whether you're wherever you're at in your career, Lord. We call it great. We call it great because there are lessons to be learned. There are things, unsearchable things that only you can tell us, only you can reveal to us, God. So we thank you. We thank you in advance for the revelation. We thank you in advance for the growth, the spiritual growth that is going to be experienced through the layoff, through the firing, through the in-between jobs, through the promotion. God, we thank you for the spiritual development that is happening. Yes, we may not be able to see it, but God, we thank you for the victory on the other side of the feeling of defeat. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continuously grow us up in you. We could ask that you continuously develop us, process us, God. Make us into who you have called us to be and have us declaring that, God, help us to see us like you see us. Say right now, prophetically, God, help me to see me like you see me. And when we see ourselves the way God sees us, it's going to be a powerful thing. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for who we are. We thank you for who you have called us to be. We thank you for the person that is victorious. We thank you for the person that you are making us to be in this season. In this season, and let me tell you that you're experiencing so many obstacles right now. Why? Because you're simply a threat to the enemy. You're a threat to the enemy. You're a threat to the enemy. I mean, this may be surprising to some, but not to some. But let me share with you, you're a threat to the enemy. The threat to the enemy's plan. So right now, we just cancel every trick, plot, plan of the enemy right now. And we cast it out in the name of Jesus to never touch us anymore. God, we thank you for surrounding us, protecting us, and shielding us from danger, seen and unseen. Lord, we thank you for covering us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet as we walk into places foreign, as we walk into places new territory, as we walk into new job opportunities, new business opportunities, contractual opportunities. God, we ask that you go before us and make it so that we are able to endure every obstacle or every opposition that we may face. God, we thank you for allowing us to see you in the midst of chaos. God, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.